Trail Station on 2 for Oxillion.
With you on 2, Jessica. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Maybe it doesn't matter, but normally this procedure starts with pressing the green LED button so that it performs a normal shutdown before removing locker power. Today's procedure just starts with the locker power off. Is that step missing, or should I perform it as written?
Good question. Let's take a look. Stand by.
Copy. Thanks.
And Jessica Huntsville, back with you on 2.
Yes.
And we're still scratching our heads about it, but we'd like you to go ahead and do it as you have done previously by pushing the button off before unpowering from the locker.
Okay, we'll go. Thank you. And so, station on 2 for Australia.
With you on 2.
Yeah, just to update you, Jack and Chris were telling me that the previous, like the old version of the was missing that step, so, and then it was, I think, ever since I've done it, it's been added in, so maybe this kind of reverted to an old procedure, which was why that step was omitted. But just to double check one more thing, this was the first time that I did not put a new cartridge in there. It's basically empty right now, but it still has me putting the locker power back on, and that is correct, right?
And affirm, Jessica, yeah. We'll be inserting another cartridge a little bit later today.
Okay, copy. I will put the power back on. Thanks.
And thank you for checking.
Unique station, Sophie M2 for echo maintenance.
Good morning, Sophie. Munich is with you on 2.
Good morning. I started a little bit early in the echo unique setup, and I am ready for set 6.
We copy that, Sophie, and you're good to proceed in step 6. We would appreciate if you let us go on board with VCA 1 port camera so we're ready for step 6, the small 7.
Yeah, sure. Let me check. What would you think about VCA 2, just for the cable routing? It would be easier for today.
And, Sophie, we copy, and we'll take your plan and use VCA 2. We'll take a few minutes on the ground to reroute our camera setting.
Thank you so much. Munich from Sophie. Quick question. So I performed up to step 6.5, but before. Oh, okay. I see there's another activity because I haven't used the keyboard yet, but I guess it's in the next one.
And Munich copies all, and yes, you're correct. The next step are in the next XTP attached to this procedure.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Melfi. I just had an insert into Melfi 3 Doer 1, and I will probably have another insertion on there in about 20-some minutes, and just wanted to double check if there's any constraints on doing two insertions into that Doer in that time frame.
Copy, Chris. Double checking. Stand by. And Chris, Huntsville back with you on 2. Thanks for checking. No issues with another insert occurring in about 20 minutes.
Sounds good. Thanks. I'll push it off as long as I can, but we'll see when that's necessary. Thank you.
No need to push it off, if you don't need to.
Appreciate it. I got a couple things to do before that, so yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
And station on 2 for centrifuge.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Yeah, I'm not sure which view you wanted, but I have the lab camera 1 up in the normal interior LSG view, but I also have 2 up on the exterior if you want that one.
Copy that. We appreciate the options. We're going to route them both.
Unix station, Sophie and 2 for echo maintenance.
Go ahead, Sophie. Munich is with you on 2.
Unix station, Sophie and 2 for echo maintenance.
And go ahead, Sophie. We just got cut by a small LOS and we're with you on 2.
Yes, I'm done with the procedure. Step 1, decimal 6, decimal 9. You are going to establish remote connection.
And Munich copies, let's good news, and we're ready to connect with MPCC. We'll talk to you later at the next activity.
All right. Just a quick question to know what I'm doing with this keyboard, which is not secure right now. I might go to disconnect it and then reconnect it later if I need it, or do you want me to kind of secure it with Captain Tape under the mobile desk? I guess it would be easier for sustainability of the environment with Chris working around Columbus later with Cypher if I could disconnect it and some stuff.
And Sophie, thanks for checking. We copy all your go to disconnect and resto. We won't need it for the next activity.
Great, thank you. And as well, I wanted to let you know everything was nominal right now. I have a system message which says unknown probe, which I guess is normal because there is no probe, but just wanted to let you know.
We copy and confirm all nominal. We have also a good connection from the ground, so looks good for today. Thanks for your help.
Great, thank you very much.
Go ahead, Jack. Checking. Jack, yes, you can move it to access then. Yeah, thank you.
Station Epsilon 2 for Jessica and GFCI question.
Station Station Sophium 2 for XPWD water sample.
We're with you, Sophie.
Yeah, I wanted to know if it's okay to start the activity a little bit earlier on your side.
Okay. Go to start now. This station Houston on 2, if you didn't hear, you have a go to start that when you're ready.
Happy, so starting now. And thank you very much for the flexibility, I appreciate it.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for Surface Pro Power Up.
We're with you, Jack.
And the IF block in 2.5.2 of my procedure. I went through all the sub-IF blocks, and I'm at the bottom one. Still no joy with white LED, so I'm letting you know, and I will leave it plugged in for 3 hours and see if that sorts it out.
Okay, we copy. Thank you for the heads up. Station Houston on 2 for Jack.
Jack on 2.
Yeah, while you're in the area, would you mind shifting that camera in the lab just a little bit so that we can see the node 1 hatch?
Yeah, I can do that for you.
You. Yep, that's good, Jack. Thank you. And for Chris, you'll go to close the hatch when you're ready.
I'm still station. Jack's on 2, looking for go to do my sample retrieve a few minutes earlier. Curious if you need to have exactly that time.
And Jack, you are go to do those early.
Awesome, thank you. Any work?
I'm to the station on 2 for Axel.
With you on 2.
I was just looking ahead for the stowage of my afternoon activity at 1310, and I see that there is a 1.05448 miscellaneous payload that is supposed to be at aft 5 Bravo 2, and it is not there. So just wondering if you have another location for that.
And copy. We are checking.
Okay, okay, copy. I see Jack, the culprit, as usual. Thanks for clarifying.
Anytime. And more, he's the magician this time. He's going to make it magically appear there for you.
Exactly. He is always a magician. Houston Station on 2 for found item.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Hello, Mark. I just wanted to show you guys, it's a nut that I found on the inlet in Columbus, and looks like a large nut, but it has a little bit of a unique feature. It has this ring on the bottom that rotates that has kind of a serrated feature. I don't know if you can see that or not. I asked the crew, nobody really remembers seeing this or anything, so I'm not sure what it came off, but I can put it in the lost and found unless you guys have any other ideas.
You said you found it at the Columbus Inlet. Could you be a little more specific? And that's a good view. I can see what you're describing.
At the main ventilation grid in Columbus is where I found it.
intake.
Okay, got it. Okay, we don't have any good ideas right now either, so yeah, please put it in the lost and found.
All right, Wilco, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for PWD.
Houston Station on 2 for PWD.
Yeah, just a friendly reminder that the PWD and XPWD will be unavailable here shortly. So last call on water bag fills.
We'll need a couple minutes, so appreciate the last call. We'll give you a holler when we're done. And can you estimate the time PWD will be down for?
Looks like about an hour and a half.
Okay, we'll plan for 90 minutes, and we'll give you a holler back here in just a few minutes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2, we are all set with the PWD. You are go for your ops.
We'll put in work. Thank you.
On Sail Station, Jackson on 2 for gear swap technique.
And Jack, we are a couple seconds from the handover. Catch you on the other side. And Jack, Huntsville's back with you on 2.
Yeah, just reading through the steps here. I'm starting in step 6.9. I just want to make sure I understand the orientation of the media plate. So when I have the media plate, I've got the serial number side facing away from me. I'm going to take off the protective cover and I'm going to slide the whole case out, and the surface that I'm going to put the swab onto is the surface that I'm looking at now, which is the surface opposite the media plate tag in its initial configuration. And then after I'm done swabbing, I'm going to rotate the whole thing 180 degrees and essentially put it in upside down from its initial configuration. Is that a good understanding, or have I got something backwards?
And Jack, we are double-checking. Stand by. And Jack, sorry for the delay. We're back with you on 2, and we concur with your understanding.
Okay, great. Awesome. Thanks very much.
Houston Station on 2, for the transfer.
Go ahead, Andre.
Houston, I'm ready for the water transfer, and I have a UWS number 1540. This is empty.
Copy, 1540 is empty, and also when you get to step 3.2, the estimated offload is 30 minutes, and in step 3.3, you have a go.
All right, thanks. I have a go. Step 3.3 and 30 minutes estimated time. Copy.
Okay, good copy.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Hey, Andre. Yeah, we see that the fill has been complete, and you have a go to proceed with teardown.
Thank you, Captain. Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Go ahead, Andre.
Houston transfer hose is disconnected from PWD and system bypass 12. Back to regeneration station.
Hey, we copy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Station Houston, the PWD and the XPWD are go for use again.
Station copies. We'll go to drink.
Houston Station, Sufian 2 for fastener gathers.
Okay.
For the fastener gather, I was not able to find all of the screws. I only found item on row 3 of the activity. I looked several times. I'm pretty sure the other 4x4 Ziploc bag with the 4 screws is not in there, the row number 1 and 2. I did find, though, row number 3. So I don't know if you have some other locations for these screws.
Okay. Thank you for showing that, and we're checking.
Next station, Sophian 2 for echo questions.
Sophian Munich is with you on 2.
I was wondering if at one point you think I could anticipate the activity, which is 12:30 for the stowage of the echo unit. How does the maintenance go on your side?
And Sophie, the ground team is still working on it. We estimate we need at least 30 minutes and can let you know as soon as it's ready to start.
Well, thank you very much. I'd be happy to know as soon as you are ready, because I see that it's going to be a very tight schedule leading to the PAO, and I just want some extra delays and start being worrying about timing. Or else I could also do it after the PAO, but yeah, just let me know how things are going.
We copy all and understand, and we'll look to provide you with flexibility.
Thank you. And Houston Station, as while you are looking and there's no rush, I can do the search later. I was also going to ask you, can I do the TOPA water sample analysis with the sample analysis bag activity now?
Yes, Sophie, you are go for that now.
Great. I'll start now then. And two for this TOPA activity, 12:10. Do you confirm I have go in step two?
Yes, you have a go.
Thanks a lot. Station Sophie and two for TOPA.
Go ahead, Sophie.
For the selection on step 4.3, the menu, the standard menu shows me PWD hot, which is not exactly appropriate because it was XPWD hot, and so I can also select up type XPWD hot. Would you prefer?
Checking. And Sophie, while we're waiting on that answer, those four screws in the Ziploc bag you couldn't report or you couldn't find earlier. Did you also look inside that toilet spares kit for those? We're thinking maybe they would be inside that toilet spares kit, and it wasn't really labeled clearly that way. But just checking if you looked there also.
Yeah, I actually found the one that... Sorry, go ahead.
No, waiting on you. Over.
Okay, so I actually found the five, the mini Ziploc bag with the five screws inside the toilet stairs kit. And of course, I searched for other screws of the same part number and didn't find those.
Okay.
For now, we have five screws of this.
Okay, Sophie, we copy. That helps, and we'll go continue looking for another location to give you.
Thank you.
So, station checks on 2-4. Here's baseline media swap.
With you on 2, about 50 seconds from the handover. Go for it.
A quick one, I think for these baseline ones, I'm swabbing the media, but the swab hasn't touched anything. It's just a, like, kind of a control sort of thing. Am I reading that right?
Affirm, Jack. Yeah, those are just control samples.
Station Houston for Sophie on 2.
Yep, ready to listen.
Yes, on your TOCA question, since there's no XPWD hot option, you should choose just PWD hot this time.
PWD hot.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Echo Maintenance Tow Activity at your convenience.
Munich Station Sophie on 2, second message.
Hi Sophie. So the ground activity was performed successfully and completed early, so you would be go to start the Echo Maintenance activity early, and the ground would be able to support till 1400 GMT, if that can help you.
That's amazing. I'm going to actually do it right away. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you for your support.
Phoenix Station, Sophie on 2, that's activity complete. And question, am I go to relocate DCA number 2?
and Munich copies all. We wave back from the ground, and we're happy for you to relocate VCA2, where we're about to remove the rod into the ground. And merci beaucoup. Bonne journée.
Merci à vous. Thank you very much, and I'll see you very soon.
Auxilium Station, Jackson 2, you're welcome aboard Lab Cam 2 for Auxilium.
Copy. Thanks, Jack.
Auxilium Station, Jackson 2 for Auxilium installation.
With you on 2, Jack.
Hey, this one seems to be going in a little bit not as smooth as the others. Like, I get the alignment brackets on the right, and the plunger appears lined up, but it's as if the alignment slots are just a bit too snug this time. Is there an expectation of how much force is good? Can I just push this thing in, or what's your thoughts?
Can we copy, Jack? Let us do a little bit of thinking. Stand by.
Okay, I will sit tight and let you guys give me some guidance on how hard it is appropriate to push.
Copy. Thanks, Jack. And Jack, is the pencil back with you on 2 for Auxilium cartridge?
So, Jack's on the deuce.
All right, Jack. For our 1 fuzzy, we'd like you to verify no fodder debris that you can see blocking any of the paths that gated in there. Confirm the alignment is good, and then we're good with you applying a reasonable amount of force to try to get it in there.
Okay, I'll verify the rails. There's no FOD in the guides, and then a reasonable amount of force. So if 1 is me, and 3 is Popeye, and 5 is a Chris Williams, then I'll apply a 3 or 4.
And we copy, and we approve of the elbow grease. And Jack, we copy, and hooray, you got it. One additional piece of context for you. This is a different type of cartridge than what you've been working with, so we're thinking that might be why it is lining up a little differently.
All right, that's good context. Thanks. And one other favor, this half CTD 53-64 that we get all these Auxilium cartridges out of, there's quite a bit of them in there, and it's a bit of a challenge to dig through them all. I was going to organize that bag into, so instead of like 12 or 15 loose Auxiliums, they're in 1 or 2 or 3 larger Ziplocs. I was just going to organize them by number, just put sequential numbers in the same bags, unless you guys have a recommendation for a different organizational order for all those loose cartridges in that half CQB.
And Jack, we like the plan. Yeah, these cartridges will be used in sequential order, so that works for us.
All right, thanks very much, and I'll let you know how it ends up.
Copy, much appreciated.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and CNN Voice. We've got you up on our screen, looks good. There is a blue box between you and the camera that we would like moved out of the view, if you could, please. And after that, we are ready for a 10 count. Affirm.
So, question for this blue box, do you want this to be completely out of the view and remove it?
Sophie, it doesn't have to be completely out of the view. If you could, please try and just move it a little bit more off to the side. Oh, much better. We don't want it taking any of the focus off of you.
All right. I think that's indeed much better. Thank you.
Merci. And we are ready for a 10 count. And liftoff. Great scene and voice. We are ready to go for an on-time start at 13:15. You're welcome, and I'll give you a 2-minute warning. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. This is your 2-minute warning.
Station copies. Thanks a lot.
station. This is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Houston, this is station. I am ready for the event.
CNES PAO, this is Mission Control Houston. Please call station for a voice check.
Station, this is CNES PAO. How do you hear me? Station, this is CNES PAO. How do you hear me?
CNES PAO from station. I hear you loud and clear. Bonjour tout le monde. Bonjour la France. Bonjour Toulouse. Bonjour la CNES. Et bonjour la jeunesse.
Sophie, we'll now transition to French. I now give the floor to our moderator, Marie Pedwick.
Bonjour Sophie. La première question vient de Luna, du collège du Feu dans Saguet. Luna, c'est à toi.
Bonjour. Par quel satellite est station au sol nous voit une image pastel pour communiquer presque instantanément entre vous dans l'ISS et moi à Toulouse.
Bonjour. En fait, la communication passe par des satellites qui s'appellent TDRS, qui sont reliés donc à une constellation de 7 satellites, qui sont reliés à des stations sol, qui sont notamment aussi à Guam et au Nouveau-Mexique. Et ensuite, ça part à Houston, et ensuite, ça part à Toulouse. Et je vous propose... Bonjour. En fait, on fait beaucoup d'expériences médicales, notamment, pour comprendre le corps humain et comment il vieillit et comment aussi on traite certaines maladies. On fait beaucoup de recherches sur le cancer actuellement, c'est vraiment très intéressant. Et aussi on fait des exercices, de la recherche pour le développement technologie de nouveaux appareils, de nouveaux dispositifs qui pourront être utilisés plus tard par le corps médical. On fait aussi des expériences qui sont dans le domaine de la physique fondamentale. Par exemple, on a une imprimante métal 3D pour fabriquer des outils. Et on a aussi beaucoup d'autres expériences. Et ce que j'aime beaucoup, c'est la variété de toutes ces expériences.
Merci Sophie. La question suivante nous vient de Benjamin du collège Joseph Niel.
Bonjour Sophie. Alors, est-ce que votre séjour à bord de l'ISS, votre sommeil, et si oui, comment?
Eh bien, écoute, ce qui est amusant, quand je suis arrivée ici, je ne savais pas du tout comment allait être impacté le sommeil, mais en fait, au final, je t'assure, on dort très très bien dans l'espace. Ce qui est très amusant, c'est qu'on peut tout à fait dormir en flottant. Ça donnerait quelque chose comme ça. Je pourrais juste fermer les yeux, m'endormir et le corps flotte et le corps se déplace. Donc pour éviter ça, en fait, ce que je fais, c'est que j'ai un duvet, un sac de couchage, qui est collé à la paroi du mur, comme s'il était contre le mur comme ça. Pas au sol, parce qu'on s'en fiche ici, il n'y a pas de haut, de bas. Hein, et avec ça, j'ai des sandaux qui me relient au mur pour me donner l'impression d'être plaqué contre le mur. Et avec ça, je dors très bien.
Merci Sophie. La prochaine question vient de Roman, du collège du Feu dans Saguet. Roman, on t'écoute.
Bonjour Sophie. Comment parvient-on à maintenir une température vivable dans la station alors que les conditions extérieures sont extrêmes?
Écoute, c'est aussi une excellente question. Vous avez tous que des excellentes questions, j'adore. En fait, à l'extérieur, dans l'espace, la température varie d'une manière très extrême, de moins 150 à plus 150. Et ici, pourtant, à l'intérieur de la station, regardez, je suis souvent en t-shirt. Très rarement, j'ai besoin de mettre un sweatshirt. Et la température, elle est stable à peu près à 22 degrés. Et pour ça, eh bien, on a des systèmes de refroidissement qui permettent de maintenir la température constante. Si vous regardez l'ISS de loin, vous voyez les grands panneaux solaires, vous savez, ces grands panneaux jaunes. Mais si vous regardez plus précisément, il y a aussi des petits panneaux blancs. Et ceux-là, ce sont les radiateurs pour dissiper l'énergie à l'extérieur, nos collectes de données médicales. Et puis après, avion pour rejoindre l'Europe. Et donc, pour tout avouer, le planning, ben, c'est pas vraiment moi qui le décide. En revanche, C'est sûr que si tu me demandes quelles sont mes envies, eh ben moi je te dirais, ah, j'ai très envie, j'aurais très envie de retrouver mes proches et de leur faire un câlin. J'aurais très envie de manger des fruits et légumes frais, ou alors une galette bretonne avec un œuf fondant dessus, rien que d'y penser. Ou alors j'aurais très envie de marcher pieds nus dehors et de sentir l'herbe fraîche sous mes pieds, ça aussi j'en aurais envie. J'aurais envie aussi de ressentir le vent. Voilà, donc il y aura plein de choses que j'aurais envie de faire qui vont venir au fur et à mesure, mais je ne sais pas trop dans quel ordre, parce que le planning, c'est pas moi qui décide.
Merci Sophie. Ma dernière question donc sera pour Célio du collège de Faisan-Saint-Gay.
Bonjour Sophie, quelles sont les manipulations médicales que vous réalisez sur vous-même pour surveiller votre santé?
Bonjour Célio, eh bien écoute, on a beaucoup d'experts médicaux sur nous-mêmes. Et on fait des prélèvements sanguins, par exemple. J'ai dû apprendre à faire une prise de sang sur moi-même. Et la première fois que je l'ai faite ici dans l'espace, j'étais « Wouhou, j'ai réussi !» Parce que c'est pas trop évident de le faire déjà sur soi-même sur Terre. Alors en plus, sur soi-même dans l'espace, je te dis pas la galère. Mais du coup, voilà, on fait des prélèvements sanguins. On a aussi des appareils connectés, des appareils de mesure qui mesurent les battements cardiaques. On a des battements cardiaques et tous les autres paramètres physiologiques. On a des montres connectées qui mesurent notre état de stress aussi. Et puis parfois, on fait des prélèvements un petit peu plus originaux. J'ai fait des prélèvements de cheveux, j'ai fait des prélèvements de salive, parce qu'en fait, il se trouve que les cheveux et la salive, ça permet de détecter les hormones du stress et de savoir comment on réagit au stress. Et du coup, les chercheurs font ce genre de prélèvements avant la mission, pendant la mission, à différentes phases, et après la mission, et pour pouvoir comprendre un peu comment tout ça évolue, et comment la physiologie humaine évolue, et comment le corps vieillit. C'est vraiment très complet, tous les prélèvements qu'on fait.
Merci Sophie. On me signe qu'on a le droit à une dernière question. Cette question sera posée par Alicia du collège Joseph Niel.
Bonjour Sophie. Quelles qualités faut-il que l'on développe aujourd'hui pour être astronaute ou travailler dans le domaine spatial plus tard?
Bonjour Alicia. Mais j'allais dire, il faut commencer par en avoir envie. Parce que si tu en as envie, eh ben, tu seras super douée dans ce que tu fais. Et c'est vraiment important pour moi de transmettre cette idée qu'il faut faire un métier qui vous plaît d'abord et pas un métier qui vous est arrivé de quelqu'un d'autre ou de l'envie de quelqu'un d'autre. C'est vraiment important à chacun de trouver son envie à soi. Ensuite, je vais dire, pour être astronaute, il faut faire un petit peu de science, mais il faut aussi avoir des expériences dans le domaine de l'aventure, dans le domaine, enfin, il faut être curieux, en fait. Il faut même apprendre à faire du bricolage, puisque très souvent ici, on fait du bricolage pour réparer les systèmes de la station. On a besoin aussi de faire, d'avoir des expériences qui permettent de travailler sur de faire du travail en équipe, parce qu'on est en permanence en contact avec les équipes sol ou les équipes ici, les équipages, et on travaille tout le temps en équipe. Donc ça, c'est important de travailler aussi. Donc j'ai parlé aussi de la curiosité, et j'allais dire un dernier truc. Vouloir devenir astronaute ne dispense pas d'apprendre à faire le ménage. Parce que oui, les astronautes, tous les samedis matins, ils font le ménage de la station et le rangement. Alors là, vous êtes en train d'éclater de rire, j'imagine, parce que vous dites que le rangement, ça se voit pas forcément, mais je vous assure, c'est rangé. La prochaine fois que vos parents vous disent de ranger votre chambre, répondez-leur, et vous leur dites pas que c'est moi qui vous ai dit, répondez-leur, je m'entraîne au rangement comme sur l'ISS.
Merci beaucoup Sophie. We are now done with D7. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup les jeunes et merci à toutes les équipes du CNES et toutes les équipes de Houston qui supportent cet événement.
Station, this is Houston ACR. Thank you. That concludes our event.
Houston, Sophie copies. That concludes the event and back to normal audio communications. Thank you.
And thank you to all participants. Station, we are now resuming operational audio communications.
Station copies. Thank you.
And thanks everyone for supporting this event. That was amazing to talk to kids. Thank you.
Checks on the deuce, ready to save Jessica again. 25 activities ago. Copy on the Wharf on top. Yeah, you see a normal window screen. I will close the lid. Houston Station checks on 2-4 Surface Pro activity at 1450.
We are with you on 2, Jack.
Commander, good to hear your voice. I went over and checked out the Surface Pro. If you got the pass down, I had no power indications earlier today. Still no power indications, and a firm press and release on the power button would not turn the Surface Pro on. So I think I'm just going to mark this suspect and stow it.
And Jack, Houston concurs with your recommendation. You go to put it away.
And work.
Houston Station Cyprian 2 for the screws of the fastener gather activity of this morning, 11:40.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
Yes, so I asked the question this morning because I found only one Ziploc bag with 5 screws for this morning's activity, and I was wondering if you have the answer for me to go look for the other screws.
I have a partial answer for you right now. We do have another location. However, we're thinking it might be a real chore to get them from that location, so we are evaluating how much effort is going to be involved to retrieve those screws, and know that we won't need these until an activity on GMT 160 next Tuesday.
Okay, I understand. Well, let me know what you prefer me to do then.
And Sophie, we will leave it up to you right now if you think that it's something you could knock out, or we could schedule time for you to go get it, but they are going to be in Cygnus in the forward port standoff, second bay, in a 1.0 CTB serial number 5358 in a Ziploc there.
Okay, can you say again the forward port, which number?
That's the forward port standoff, second bay.
Okay, Cygnus forward port, second bay, 1.0 CDB 5358, inside a Ziploc. I'm going to go assess if this is easily accessible or not, and if yes, I'm going to knock this and so that it's out of the way, and if it is too difficult, I'll report to you so that we can schedule a later activity.
That sounds great to us. Thanks, Sophie.
Thank you.
Sophie, while I've still got you, I need to make a quick correction to that CTB I gave you. The serial number is 4358. Not 5358.
Copy, 4358.
Thanks, good to be back.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Jack. We are ready for your 1335 activity.
1335 and work. Huntsville Station, Jack's on 2. I understand that this activity is just a fall bag and a bio-ink bag. I'm not doing step 3 and getting into Melfi.
And Jack, that's correct.
Houston Station, Sophie and 2 for screws.
We are with you on 2, Sophie.
Good news, I have the screws. So there was the Ziploc bag, which contained 6 of them. So now total, I have 11 screws. And so do you want me to leave in the specific area just a specific number, or and to the other ones somewhere else, or how do you want me to proceed?
Checking.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Jack and LSG. We are ready for your 1345 activity.
1345 activity and work.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and screws. You are go to just keep all those screws together, temp stowed on the Node 3 deck for rack front, and if we have any left over after the activity next week, we'll permanently stow them then.
Houston, Station Sophie copies. I will leave them all together, temp stowed for in preparation for next week's activity.
And thank you for diving and going and getting those for us.
Welcome.
Station Jack's on, too.
Console 302.
Jessica handed me 3 ice bricks, which actually feel like warm bricks, and they're not in my procedure, so where are they going?
And Jack, we're going to just go ahead and temp those either near Merlin or LSG. Jessica will put them all back at the end of her off.
Okay, I will leave them near Merlin.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Jack and cartridge questions.
Huntsville, Jack on 2. My recollection is roughly the same as Jessica's. When it came out, it didn't feel particularly warm, or more warmer than room temperature. Not noticeably warmer, anyway.
Copy. So we were thinking it'd be about 43 degrees, so you think it was colder than 43 degrees?
Can you give that to me in Fahrenheit? I'm just an American.
Above body temperature.
Yeah, that sounds like you would feel the difference between that and room temperature, and I wouldn't say that I felt that way when I carried it over to her. The ice brick that I took out of Merlin felt a little bit warmer than the auxiliary cartridge.
Okay, we'll take that as our data point. And then we had a question on your crew note for your auxiliary cartridge install. You reported that Ziploc B contained serial number 30 to 39. We were not tracking a serial number 30, so just wondering if that is more of a generic, like anything in the range of 30s was put into Bravo, anything in the range of 40s was put into Charlie.
The latter is right, the range of 30s. I didn't actually go through each serial number, but if it was in the 30s, it went into B. If it was in 40s, it went into C.
That's exactly what we were thinking. We appreciate it.
Houston Station Sophie on 2 for EHS in-flight water processing.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
I'm right now in step 4.3, and the 10 mil syringe does not have a Lure lock interface, so I was wondering, so I do not manage to retrieve from the 10 mil syringe the water from the bag, so I was wondering if, I don't know, is it expected to have no Lure lock interface, or...
All right, we copy. There's no lure lock interface on your 10 mil syringe. We are investigating right now. Give us just a second.
Houston from Sophie, actually, I just found a solution just by pressing on the bag, and it works well. So sorry, disregard my previous question.
Sounds great. Glad it works.
Houston Station checks on 2 for FSK sample stowage notes.
Ooh, go ahead on 2, Jack.
What's the enthusiasm? I see surface sample in line 1 of the stowage note. I see surface sampler packet assemblies with lot numbers Alpha Bravo Whiskey and Alpha Bravo Uniform, but I don't see an Alpha Bravo Victor.
All right, we copy. No Alpha Bravo Victor, but 2 others. Give us just a minute. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and SSK. You are go to use Alpha Bravo Whiskey or Alpha Bravo Uniform. Any of them, just let us know which one you picked. And quick correction, Jack, we do have a preference. We'd like you to start with Alpha Bravo Whiskey, and then if there's not enough, then move on to the Alpha Bravo Uniform.
Okay, I will use Alpha Bravo Whiskey. The Alpha Bravo Uniform ones indicate they're expired February of 2025. Alpha Bravo Whiskey expired, February 2026.
All right, we copy. Thanks for the info. It doesn't change our recommendation. Copy, your thumbs up.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Jack.
Hey, I've coordinated offline with our docs and Jessica, and they are going to put their PMC to next week so she can finish up what she's doing in LSG.
Houston copies all. Thank you.
Houston Station Jackson 2 for SSK samples.
Go ahead on 2, Jack.
Not sure if this question is for you or for Huntsville. I just watched the video for how to take the sample or apply the sample to the media, and it seems like the instructions of the video were to apply the sample to the opposite side to what I did this morning. So I'm not sure if my confidence factor that I applied the sample to the correct side of the sample takes this morning is not very high right now. I was just hoping I can get some confirmation on if they're supposed to be different or what side is supposed to, the sample is supposed to be applied to.
Hey, Jack, Houston copies. Love the self-assessment. Give us just a minute. And, Jack, good news. You're comparing apples and oranges. This type of sample is different than what you did this morning, so as long as you follow the video, then you're good to go.
All right. Great news. I will put that on work.
Station CPM 2 for microbial water processing.
Go ahead, on 2.
On step 8, decimal 12, the incubation bag, the solar bag, was temp stowed in Columbus 1 overhead aft 4.
All right, we copy. Thanks, Sophie.
You're welcome.
Huntsville and Houston for timeline suggestion.
Houston's here.
Huntsville's here.
So looking at the schedule and chatting to Sophie, our suggestion would be, so Sophie switched her earlier cargo with T2, so she's done her exercise, but is just starting cargo. My suggestion would be to do cargo for, have her do cargo for that hour, and then, so you know, she's far ahead right now, so she could do the cargo for an hour, and then... So the suggestion would be, unless you guys have different priorities, is just she just do less cargo time and take half an hour. If it only takes half an hour in LSG, then she can just take half an hour out of cargo time. You guys can schedule more cargo time at another opportunity if you guys think that that's the right priority, and then I will get into the how are you.
Checking.
The other thing that was on my timeline was the Columbus at 14:30.
And Jessica, back with you on 2. We are happy to defer any cargo ops till tomorrow to prioritize this payload activity. And for the Columbus switch, we're still discussing, and we'll get back to you if we need to change anything about it.
And Sophie just completed the Columbus activity, so that one is taken care of.
Look at y'all, problem solvers. Thank you.
Well, Huntsville, and do you guys want to set a time for the LSG work, or are you going to call us when you think the sample's warm?
So, Jessica, we think you put it in there about 15:15, so we should be ready at 16:15 for Sophie.
Okay, copy, 16:15. I'll float over there with her right now and give her kind of an overview of the big picture, and then she'll follow up with any other questions that she has for you and or Houston, but copy, Huff, we can defer any and all cargo ops until after this priority. Thank you.
And Jessica Huntsville, from Huntsville, we really appreciate you guys and your flexibility today helping us out.
All right, sure thing. You're welcome.
Scan station Jackson 2 for surface sampling locations 5 and 6.
Go ahead on 2.
Locations 5 and 6 are both Node 3 acoustic blankets. Any further guidance like the one on station Zenith and the one on WHC side or both on WHC side, or what's your preference?
Jack, we have no preference. Whichever one is better for you.
All right, station copies.
Airlock Houston on Space to Ground 2. Hey, Jessica, thanks for turning on those cameras for us. We ask that you please tilt the airlock camera up just a little bit so we could see a better view of the forward ETA.
Yeah, I hadn't even positioned that one yet, so I can do that now.
At your convenience. Thanks. And that looks great. Thanks.
Station on 2 for sighting room.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, as you guys can see, I'm having trouble with one of these sizing rings. Some of them come off really easily, and some of them, I think like the lock, the number one lock, it like doesn't really move. It kind of tends to go back toward locked. So having tough time with this one. You want me to just wait for later and continue on for now?
And Jessica, we would like to get the sizing ring off today. So if you could keep at it, we will see if we can get additional words to maybe help.
I'll just see if I can grab a third hand. Sometimes you have to actually keep the box number one back and then have somebody else hold it. That's what happened when I did this RU last time on one of them. So I'll see if someone's available for a minute.
Awesome. Thank you.
Just like last time, 3 to 4 hands is the magic trick for these ones that have slightly troublesome locks.
Copy. Thank you, and thank you, Chris, for the assist.
In airlock on 2.
Go ahead, on 2.
I am in step 40, so I will take some pictures here. There's definitely quite a bit more water on the DCM side and also on the hut side. Then I remember from doing this last time. Last time there were just like a few small drops. This is a pretty good size bubble on each side. I would say it's like several milliliters on each side. I will take pictures of that. Let me know if you want me to try to bring the camera in here closer so you can see it real time before I dry it up.
Copy. I'll check in to see if we want more views. All right, photos are great. No additional views needed, Jess. And thank you for the status. We recognize it's more than last time, but that is luckily an in-family amount of water on those connections. And copy your thumbs up.
And Houston airlock on 2, wondering if I can use a towel if I just touch the surface of the water and have it wick away before I blot with a dry, a lint-free wipe, because otherwise I'll go through a lot of the lint-free wipes.
Checking. And Jessica, back with you. Do you think you'd be able to get the best of both worlds and put a lint-free wipe over a towel to collect it?
I could try that.
Awesome, thanks.
Houston airlock on 2.
Go ahead, on 2.
Uh-huh. I am in step 46 for the Hutchcliffe and Chippies captive screws, and the step before that, you know, is to verify that to open the slider locks. I'm very familiar with those slider locks in both locations. However, I'm not sure if this is previously known. I would assume so, but the one on the either right arm of the suit. So there's one up here by the neck ring, and then there's one down by the right arm on that screw. And that one appears to be broken. Like, it's not, the tab on it does not extend out as far, and I can't get it to move in either direction. Like, it's stuck there. So it looks to me like this has been stuck for a very long time. It doesn't seem to move to the fully released position. However, I don't think that it interferes with the screw, because it looks like the front end of it that actually goes out over the screw to hold it captive is broken off. Were you guys expecting that?
Checking. All right, back with you, Jess. And yes, that is a known config. As long as the screw clears the cap, you are good to continue.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Thank you.
Houston airlock on 2.
Go ahead.
So I am in step 48. I'm about to remove the hut from the plis. Is this the point where you expected the second crew member to start helping out for packing up, or can you remind me of that choreography?
Checking. And Jessica, we need the second crew member for the hut install. You go to take it off by yourself.
Airlock on 2.
Go ahead, on 2.
I never actually had this as well last time, but there is a little, very, very trace amount of some black residue on some of the connections. I'm picking it up like on the lint-free wipe when I blot, and if I put it in between my fingers, it kind of crumbles into like a powder. So it's kind of just like a black residue. And I do remember having this and reporting it on the last one as well.
And thanks, Jess. Houston copies. Airlock, Houston on space to ground 2, no response required. It looks like you both got your hands full, but from our viewpoint, it's kind of blocked, but it looks like the DCM may have been bumped loose a little bit. We ask that you please just make sure that it stays secured with Velcro to that laptop desk.
It's secure. That's how I had it. I just had this one in microgravity. That's all you need, and there's no other system on the right Velcro on this, so yeah, it hasn't moved. It's exactly where I left it. Thanks, Soha.
Thank you.
It's all from Sophia M2. That's a 1400 procedure from Jack Complete.
We
copy complete. And then, Sophie, we wanted your opinion on something as we work to replan tomorrow. Once you get those Merlin icebergs, the thaw pouches, and everything back in Merlin, if we were to thaw a cartridge in Merlin again tomorrow, would it be able to fit in Merlin with all the other items that are currently in there?
Yeah, one cartridge would be okay. Many, I don't know. I would need to go and assess, but one for sure is okay. I can go check again if you want to.
Nope, that's all we needed. At most, we're looking at putting an extra one in there. We're still not sure, but that will give us some flexibility, so appreciate the insight.
Yeah, no worries.
Houston Airlock on 2.
With you on 2.
Maybe this is also in family, but again, I didn't see it last time. On the piss side, I did dry it once when I removed the other hut, but it has been continually growing. A bubble has been continually growing. One actually dislodged itself, and it continues to grow the entire time. So it's still actively leaking.
We copy. Thank you for the status. Airlock Houston on 2, we have talked it over on the ground, and we are not concerned about the levels of water you're seeing there on the cliffs.
Thanks, copy. Thanks.
Houston Dragon Freedom for monthly PCS check.
Go ahead, Jack.
I am in Dragon. I have a good PCS with a good connection to the primary MDM. I see 88% in charging.
All right, that's a good report. Hey, Jack, back with you after a handover. That was a good report, and you are go to power off.
Houston Dragon Freedom, come check with me.
We got you loud and clear, homie.
Okay, I heard you loud and clear as well. Understand you guys aren't interested in the CW server error message.
We may be interested in that message. We may have missed it in the handover, though. Can you please repeat that?
Okay, copy. Powered up the PCS, looks like a good normal connection. Additionally, a window popped up that says CW took Charlie Whiskey server error message, timestamped the time that I turned on the laptop, and it says CW server could not connect to the ISP server. CW messages will not update. We'll try again in 15 seconds, and I've got a single option to click OK.
Copy, checking. Hi, back with you, Jack. You're right, we're not concerned with that message today, so you are go to click OK and then power off OFF the PCS.
Hey, I clicked OK and I got another window that says the CW server connection with the ISP server was successful. So I'll OK that and power off the PCS.
All right, we are less concerned with that first message then. Thanks.
My execute note says I should stand by for a Dragon to Ground 2 voice check. Let me know when that's configured.
Copy. Stand by.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, we were just wondering, we're getting this new hut on. All of the electrical connectors are currently like covered in bubble wrap and protected. Do you want us to take those off or leave them as is for now? Yeah, the internal ones that were not connected. Tom cap, that sort of thing.
Checking. Hey, Chris, we can remove those covers. Additionally, no need to go dumpster diving, but if you still have access to the wipes that were used to clean up the black residue on the pliss earlier, we would like those sequestered in a Ziploc for return, and if that's the case, I got a location where you can store them.
Copy. We have a wad of wipes that we can send you if you would like. They're wipes that have some of that, but also were just generally used for wiping up water, so they're kind of all mixed together.
Okay. Yeah, we'd love them all together, please. In a Ziploc, let me know when you're ready to copy a location.
Ready to copy a location.
All right. Please put them in a Ziploc and note 1, overhead 2. There's a half CTP serial number 5023.
Node 1, overhead 2, half CTB 0.55023, and what do you want that Ziploc called?
HUT RNR Wipes, please.
Copy. How about HUT RNR Wipes GMT 154, 2026?
Ooh,
Even better.
Copy. Do you want a PLIS number or anything like that on there?
Yes, please.
Copy. Yeah.
Dragon Houston on Space to Ground 2.
Houston, Dragon Freedom's with you.
Hey, Jack, your comm check on Dragon to Ground 2 is not required today, so you are done.
Copy, Gonzo. Thanks for the help.
Thank you.
Can you lock on 2?
With you on 2.
I just noticed in step 95, the DCM is actually missing an O-ring. It's the bottom one, which is not actually a port for anything. It's just a solid opening, but I believe there should be an O-ring there because that's the 8th one. I don't know if maybe it got stuck on the other side of the hut that we put away. We didn't notice it, but we could look for it, but obviously that one's all packed up now with its cover on, or we could just replace this one.
Checking. And Airlock, back with you. Would you mind looking at figure 23 with us and confirming that the O-ring you're talking about is the one in the bottom right where the spare O-ring was?
Okay, Huff, you're right. This does match the figure. I was reading 8 inner O-rings, but if we're including the outer O-ring, then we do have 8 present, and it does match the figure 23.
Awesome. That's a good config. Thanks.
There is one small speck of black residue on one of the openings as well, on the inner side of the O-ring. Do you want us to try to wipe that away with a lint-free wipe and add it to that bag?
Yes, please. That would be great. Thank you for the zoomed-in view.
Houston, Airlock on 2. We are out of lint-free wipes in the EMU servicing kit. Do you have a location you want us to grab more from?
Checking. And Chris, we think you might be able to find some in the EMU ORU toolkit that you've been working out of. Otherwise, any of the ECOCs have them.
Okay, we'll check, and otherwise we'll scavenge from an ECOC.
Station Sophia on 2 for stowage.
Go ahead on 2.
There's a little bit of confusion for step 134, decimal 02. It says I should pack from 0.5 third generation CTVs, quantity 3, and then in the middle line under my it says 1.0 CTV. So if I compare this to step 132.02, it was super clear. I had to pack a 0.5 CTV with 5.5 CTBs. And now there's a discrepancy between the column number under task and column item. So should I put 1.0 CTBs or 0.5 CTBs into it?
And Sophie, that is a good read on the situation. We are looking for 1.0 CTBs in this location.
Okay, 1.0 CTBs in this location. Thank you.
Houston, Airlock on 2. We wiped that little thing off of the DCM, and in the interim, several seconds between me picking up the ATU and calling you, it floated off the lint-free paper into oblivion. Do you still want that lint-free paper sent home?
We'd like you to find that spec, please.
Checking.
And station 6-2 for sewage.
We're with you on 2.
So that's all steps complete for Stotrac, except step number 126 and 130. And the explanation is given in the crew notes that I left in Stotrac.
All right, we copy all. We see the explanation, and thank you so much. Awesome work today.
You're welcome.
Houston, Chris is headed right over.
Thanks, Chris. Didn't want to take you away from what you were doing.
Houston, Airlock on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Half of you guys probably found me struggling with this T10 to J10. Interestingly, I think it's a compatibility thing between this suit and this Pliss. On the other suit, I remember it going on quite easily and coming off quite, came off very easily on the other one. This one has that assist tab to do that assistance. But what was happening was there's another cable that has a black like heat shrink on it that's packed down to the Pliss side, and that was contacting the collar of this connector so that it was imparting a lot of side load and you couldn't get it all the way flush. So it needed another second set of hands to actually push on that other cable while I pushed on the connector in order to alleviate the side loading in order to get it to fully seat. So just FYI, I think that's just the tolerances in this suit are quite a bit different.
We copy. Thank you for the report, and we appreciate your work on that.
It did, and it did just give us a very satisfying click that we both heard, and it rotated nicely. The collar rotated nicely when it was lined up, so we have no doubt that it's connected, but definitely different than the other one.
Awesome. Well, that's good data for us. Airlock Houston on Space to Ground 2. Hey, Jessica, before you button everything up, would you mind getting a picture of that cable interference that you described earlier?
Sure, I think it will be possible. No problem.
Awesome, thank you. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and SSK sample at your convenience. Hey, Jack. We discussed a couple of lot numbers of expired sample kits, and one of them, lot number Alpha Bravo Uniform, we would like, at your convenience, a report of the quantity of those sample kits that remain just before you trash them. Good read back. Thank you so much.
Airlock on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Huff, can you remind me, did you tell us to take off the bubble wrap on the connectors for, like, the sternal harness and the Comcast and that kind of stuff? To take them off, yes?
Affirm. You can remove those connectors. Or remove the bubble wrap on those connectors.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2-4 surface sampler packet inventory.
With you on 2.
Lot Alpha Bravo Uniform expires February of 2025. There's 4 of those. Surface sampler packet Lot Alpha Bravo Whiskey expires February of 26. There's 11 left. And these are the only 2 surface sampler packet that I found inside of CTD-1237.
Awesome. Jack, thank you very much for the report, and you are go to trash the 4 lot number Alpha Bravo Uniform.
I will trash the 4 Alpha Bravo Uniform and hardware trash, I presume, and then break, can I have a go for my airlock North Bank action?
And Jack, you are go.
Happy to go.
Airlock on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, I think usually we do care odds or evens of which side the sizing rings are on. I don't see it here. Does it matter if odd or even for the sizing rings is on which side?
You're right. Typically we've done odds on the left, but we don't have a preference.
Hey, copy. Thanks. This one actually is reversed then, odd or the other, right?
An airlock on 2 for LPA.
Go ahead on 2.
So Jessica and I have both tried getting this LPA on. It seems to go on really nicely. You can honestly run your finger around it, feel that there's no interference with any MLI, but it will not latch. You get nice clicks. The lock kind of partially moves, but doesn't come all the way across. And yeah, I think both of us are a little bit at a loss as to what might be going on. Do you guys have any suggestions or thoughts?
Interesting. Give it a second to think about it.
Houston, airlock on 2. We're also struggling to get the helmet to lock onto the hut.
Copy. Airlock Houston on Space to Ground 2. I've got a crib sheet with possible fix actions for the helmet, if you'd like that.
Yeah, so far, we had trouble on one of my previous suit.
and it was because there was a different tolerance, like the outer shell part of the helmet, not the actual part that's mating to the hut, was moving more when you're manipulating it. And so what we kind of had to develop for that one was like an exaggerated right-to-left kind of motion, but eventually, you know, it would work. So we're trying all of that stuff. We're also trying, you know, that sometimes the TMG in the back needs to be a little bit massaged. We're trying that. Not sure what else on that crib sheet, but let us know what else you got.
Yeah, that was our number one recommendation, was to focus on that TMG and look for interference.
Yeah, we've definitely all encountered several problematic ones, you know, in our history, but this one seems to be even more so. So, you know, I know that throughout the procedure, I was checking the ring to make sure that it moves freely, and it was the whole time. Obviously, it never goes all the way to lock because there's not a helmet on it. So, it may have just heard an extra click. Let's see. So it took a really large amount of force. Chris was kind of putting his body weight into it of, you know, on his body mass onto it, holding onto those visor dials like we normally do, and eventually I heard another click, and then it finally went. But if it's this difficult to put on the helmet and the LTA without a person in it, I think it might be a little bit problematic, and we still haven't gotten the LTA.
All right, we copy all, and congratulations. I will say this is not the first time today that Chris has been described as a strong man on the ground, so no surprises there.
No surprises here either. I walk on two. We tried a two-person technique with the LTA. It sounds like when you have a really good mate, you hear all the clicks. There's no interference. It feels great, but still it starts moving, but it doesn't go all the way to locked.
All right, we copy, and we'll keep investigating. Airlock Houston on Space to Ground 2. Just wanted to let you know, we still have a camera up in the airlock. We see when they're trying to work with the LTA. If you would like our assistance and overwatch, we're happy to stay on board. Otherwise, we can give you the rest of your evening in private. All right, I copy your thumbs up.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I mean, we're still struggling. We figured we'd let everybody try this, make sure there's nothing obvious or silly that we're missing. But, yeah, it doesn't, yeah, we'll see what happens. Well, Jack and Sophie of the Magic Touch?
I don't know, it doesn't look very connected to me. Consensus on the ground is that Chris loosened it.
Can I walk on two?
Go ahead, on two.
As you guys probably saw, the LTA did go on last time when Jack and Soph tried it, so I think that it was a lesson in teamwork, and we just had to have all members of the crew actually touch it before it cooperated. So I just need to remove the boots, and then I will be closing out this procedure.
Awesome. Thank you for the status. So happy to see it work, and sometimes you just need to tell someone there's a problem for it to fix itself. So great job.
Houston Airlock on two for Soph.
Who are you on two?
In the last item of the stow notes for the boots 254 says they're going in node 1 deck 1 2.04080. I do not see that anywhere in node 1. I do see two 2.0s for SpaceX return. One of them is 4058 and the other one is 4057. Was it supposed to be one of those, or should I look elsewhere for 4080?
Checking. Give us just a second.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for stowage.
Right on 2.
All right, Jessica, we understand that you were looking for the EMU return number 2 bag. If you're not seeing that one right now, you can return the stowage into either of the EMU bags that you found and just report which one you've stowed it in. We will ultimately be moving all this into different CTVs at a later time.
Okay, I'll do that, and I'll let you know. The one last question I have, I did remove BSIs and toe caps from those boots. They are not listed on the stow note, and as I recall, these ones were the ones that Zena's. She had originally put them in the boots, and since they're such a pain to get in there, I left them in. And I can't remember, I think that I still have mine as well in my ECOC, but I'll have to go check. Should I just put these in my ECOC for now, or did you guys have something else in mind?
Checking. Right, Jessica, that sounds like a fine plan, although I'm hearing that your ECOG may have been stowed in Cygnus, and so if it's hard to access that, you can put it into the EMU bag as well.
Okay, copy. I'll just label which ones they came out of and what they are, and I will remember where they are. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thanks.